This is the Retro Wet Shaving Podcast with your host, Dave Danu.
Hello, I'm Dave Danu, aka the Spectre Shaver, and welcome to the Retro Wet Shaving Podcast. I talk to friends and fellow enthusiasts about their wet shaving experiences. A huge thanks to Shannon from Elysian Soaps, who gave a brilliant insight into her soap making journey. It was good to finally meet an award winner. Shannon, if you're listening, I hope you have another fantastic year and keep up the good work. Before I introduce today's guests, I highly recommend checking out the Shave Dad community on Facebook. Whether you're a novice or a highly experienced wet shaver, this is a fantastic place to share your shave of the days, to ask you any questions you have about the hobby. Also, check out the Shave Dad site, shavedad.com, which has a selection of great articles and videos. Welcome to episode 40, and we return to hardware, and it's good to be back in the UK. This hardware manufacturer is passionate about the art of shaving and pride themselves on precision and delivering a long-lasting product. They're proud of British manufacturing, supporting the local community, and taking sustainability very seriously. I'm very excited to chat today with Jonathan Kempham from Reggie's Razors. Hi, Jonathan. How's it going?
Hello, Dave. It's great to be on the Retro Wet Shaving Podcast. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So I'm just going to dive straight in. So how did you get into razor making and traditional wet shaving?
My journey into razor making began with a passion for precision engineering and a desire to create something tangible that enhances people's daily lives. Traditional wet shaving appealed to me because both the art and the science allows me a level of craftsmanship that's truly satisfying.
Great stuff. I see the razors are CNC machined. There seems to be a popular modern way of creating razors. In your opinion, is this the future of razor making?
CNC machining is indeed becoming a popular method due to its precision and consistency. It's likely to be a significant part of razor manufacturing, especially as we strive for higher quality and more intricate designs and sustainability.
Great stuff. You've got a great selection of safety razors from aluminium, brass, Saturn and the other product, Titan. Could you give the listeners a brief overview of these, please?
Sure. So the Jupiter Aluminium is a lightweight, rust-resistant razor. It features a mild head design for a smooth and gentle shave. Its balanced weight and texture grip ensures precise control. The benefit of this razor is it's customizable with many color options. The Jupiter Brass is a brass version of the Jupiter design. It's a sleek and elegant look, hand-polished, like the aluminium version. It also provides a mild design and a scalloped safety bar to reduce irritation. It's a well-balanced, ideal for a daily shaver. The Saturn is our high-end quality razors. It's made from 304 stainless steel. This razor allows you for a nimble shave, well-balanced, designed for all levels, providing a consistent shave every time. The Titan is crafted from aerospace-grade aluminium. Titan offers a medium to aggressive shave with both efficient and smooth. Its design is easy to handle due to its lightweight nature and provides a precise fit for a blade, ensuring comfortable shave experience.
Love that. I mean, if I look at the one that sticks out my head, the Titan, I love the knurling on it, the grip. I mean, can you explain the process of how did you get the idea of, like, how did the concept start? Was it based on razors from, like, vintage razors, for example?
Yes, it was, actually. That's exactly where it came from. So I was looking at some old Gillette razors. I, at the time, was still getting into wet shaving. I was using Wilkinson Swords with a longer, the butterfly-type razor. And I wanted to create something for myself. So I designed something up and I made a few prototypes up which resembled what I felt was something preferable. And that's where I came up with the Titan and the Saturn. They are the same design. They're just made from different materials. It does give you a different feel when you're shaving with them. But yeah, so I just wanted something that was maybe a bit more efficient and a lot more customized and obviously of high quality. And me being an engineer, I wanted to try something that was of like real high quality. So that's why I decided to go for 304 stainless and some titanium. I also added a little bit of a like my own touch to the razor where I've engraved the R on the back. So it's something people do miss because I don't know if they just don't see it. But yeah, if you look at the back of the razor, there's a physical R that stands proud on the back of both razors.
Brilliant. I absolutely love that. Thinking of designs, you got any more in the pipeline, for example, for those that like single edge razors, for example?
Yeah, we always looking to explore new designs. We are currently looking at a single edge razor. Customized options are definitely on the horizon, where we're looking at different colors, head geometries, but also we're looking to try and bring in different materials too. So exotic materials. So like for instance, silver, Damascus steel, and potentially even gold, depending on people's requirements and also if there's a demand for it.
Absolutely love that. And yeah, so you got that's what I love. You got something for everyone. You answered my questions about customization, so I skipped that bit. One a common question I do ask hardware manufacturers. I know many are against this just because of cost, but I mean I'm just interested. Have you thought of producing your own razor blades?
It's an interesting idea, and we have looked into it, but we are currently focusing on our razors. But in the future, perhaps. But as you mentioned, it isn't a very expensive process because it's a very long process. But yeah, definitely. I mean, if we can make our own blades, that'd be amazing.
Interesting. I noticed on your website as well, you do have like an accessory range. Are you planning to branch out? I mean, brushes, things like, I don't know, just think top of my head here, blade, banks, shaving towels, that kind of thing.
Yes, definitely. We're looking to expand. So, what's on the horizon soon is we're looking to introduce our Luna shaving brushes. So, these are high quality, CNC machined brushing handles with different head options on them. So, we're looking to introduce it where you pick your base handle and then you can pick different heads on that when it comes to, so if you whether you want a two badger or horsehair or synthetic or whatever is your preference. So we're looking to offer that pretty soon in the next coming months. We're also looking to produce a few razor stands just for our current range. And we do have a leather safety razor pouch coming soon as well.
Brilliant. Something we're all look forward to seeing. Moving on to the software side of things. I notice you have a shaving cream. The interesting blends here. You've got cedarwood, bergamot, sage. I know YouTuber Paul H approves, so that's definitely good. Plans for more creams in the future?
We haven't got anything planned at the moment as we just recently introduced that one. It is getting well received. And if we keep seeing demand for it, we definitely will be looking to create more scents and more formulas, to appeal to more different shavers.
Great stuff. So far, like I've got to ask you this: what are you most proud of? I mean, that could be in terms of the products, how you started the company.
Yeah, well, I personally take immense pride in the positive influence our products have had so far in the shaving community. As a startup company, we are particularly proud of our Made in Britain certification. Additionally, we're currently making strategic investments by acquiring two more CNC machines to enhance our capabilities so we can produce more quality razors.
Brilliant. Great stuff. And yeah, CNC is definitely the way forward. Nothing I've got to ask. Is there any advice for anyone that wants to get into engineering CNC machining. This is something that's not on my notes, but I just thought about it. I know like the local community means a lot to you guys. Would you also look at like some sort of intern role for students and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, for anybody looking into CNC machining, my advice is to be curious, never stop learning, and get as much hands-on experience as possible. Us as a company, personally, yes, we will be looking in the future to take on apprentices to help, mold them into future engineers. That's definitely a massive shortage at the moment in the UK. It's very noticeable. So yeah, the more ever we can add and help the community and the British manufacturing community, we will definitely do our bit.
Brilliant. I absolutely love that. So when you're not running a razor company, what are your main hobbies and interests?
To be honest, the razor company is pretty much my life. I love running engineering. I love doing machining. I love working razors. But besides that, I enjoy gymming. Cars, motorbikes, and then, like I said, just working on my own personal engineering projects.
Brilliant. Great stuff. So the question that I asked every guest that comes on, if you're in your shaving den, what hardware and software would you pick up? Would you go on a spending spree and go high end, or would you reach down into the bargain bin?
As a wet shaver, I've looked for a balance between quality and affordability. I choose a durable safety razor with a good track record and a shaving cream or soap with natural ingredients and a pleasant scent. That's a big thing for me. It's about the overall experience and finding products that offer the best shave and feel, regardless of their price. Quality and enjoyment and personal preference are key for me. So that's why I said earlier on, I made up the satin and the Titan for my own personal shaving because I just wanted to make something unique. Had a classic undertone, with some modern twist to it, really.
Really, that's a great answer. I just want to say a huge thanks for joining me today, Jonathan. It's been an honor. I've been an honor and a privilege having you on. So how can people contact you and reach you online?
Peter can reach me through the website, through our contact form. Also, they can contact me on LinkedIn for professional inquiries. And to be honest, it's been a pleasure, Dave. Thanks for everyone for listening, and I look forward to hearing from the community.
Again, absolute pleasure. If there's any new releases, for example, you mentioned, you're working on like if there's a single edge or any updates, always welcome here. Yeah, like I say, it's been great speaking with you today. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Use your ways of contacting me if you'd like to come on the podcast. That's Fire Friends on Instagram at Dyspeptic Shaver. And also, don't forget, you can get your very own retro rate shaving podcast merch from t-shirts, mugs, stickers, phone, iPad covers. Head over to redbubble.com, search for the Retro Wet Shaving Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would like to show your appreciation, make a small donation, and buy me a coffee. Please visit buymeacoffee.com/dyspeptic shaver. Catch you next time, and happy shaving.